Just now, you mentioned Schnabel's teacher, Leschetizky. What was their relationship to each other?
Well, I remember a photograph of Leschetizky in Schnabel's music room. And the inscription on it ran, "In memory of many happy and many difficult hours." That revealed, I think, much about Leschetizky and the relationship you're asking about. And incidentally, I think it tells us a good deal about Schnabel. I mean, he should have put the photograph where we could all see it. I was, of course, greatly interested to know what Schnabel thought of Leschetizky, and one day I asked him what he was really like. Schnabel thought hard for a moment before he said, in his careful, rather idiosyncratic English, he was very pure. Now, he was not, of course, referring to Leschetizky's morals, though I'm sure they were impeccable, but rather to his idealism, his incorruptibility, and his unworldliness. For instance, Schnabel told me that he never once in all the years heard Leschetizky mention money. In fact, Leschetizky was noted for helping pupils he himself had discovered were in need. And to my knowledge, and even in more than one case, Leschetizky made a present to a student as they set out on their public career of all their fees collected neatly into a bag. To illustrate one of the photograph's difficult hours, I think Schnabel's remark as a boy upon Leschetizky's playing some Schubert to him, "That is not the way to play Schubert, Herr Professor," was hardly calculated to improve a relationship. However much one may have had a sneaking feeling that Schnabel was probably right. Such a remark seems less impudent when one remembers Schnabel was by nature argumentative,
Yes.
and that he in turn encouraged this attitude in us, in
Yes.
his own pupils. We could be quite free with our opinions. He always questioned authority himself, and he also accepted in us the right to do so. In fact, some of us often found these endless arguments in the classes very hard to take, especially as the classes often continued from 2 in the afternoon until about 8 or 9 at night, without even a coffee break. Something, by the way, that was never the case with Landowska. In her classes, there was always a short break with a cup of tea and a biscuit, a real lifesaver in the middle of hours and hours of such concentration.